a diabetes break.
Greetings, America. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and your host on The Bright Side. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural roads to your vitality, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplements. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, eczema, from fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body, what's in the world of biology, simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while this healing and miraculous system may seem like it's unnatural to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, give Phyllis and Andy a call, or Nasima, or Frank, or Danette, or Angela at 866-735-2470. And don't forget to ask about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water, you drink it, and it tastes great, it's priced great, it's a wonderful way to show folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a good nutritional supplement program can be. All right, I want to continue talking about heart disease. Yesterday we left off addressing a couple of the big-time myths about heart disease. Number one, the myth that cholesterol, and for that matter, saturated fats in the diet, have very little to do with cholesterol in your blood or cholesterol deposits in your heart. The mythology is that you can lower your cholesterol levels by staying off of cholesterol-lowering food. That's not true. This has been known by biochemists for years and was addressed in the Framingham Heart Study many years ago. We talked about this yesterday. Yet to this day, many people, if not most people, patients as well as doctors, medical professionals in general, are still laboring under the misconception that you have to watch out for cholesterol in your diet. Even the geniuses at WebMD promote eliminating whole eggs for egg substitutes. Nothing, my friends, is more obscene in the world of processed foods than egg substitutes. An egg is a perfect food. It has everything you need in it for life. It is a life. You know, an egg is a cell. It's literally a cell. When we talk about cells in this show, we talk about cell biology, we talk about cell nutrition, when we talk about healthy cells, you want to think of an egg the same way. An egg is a cell. And like all cells, it has everything in it that you need for life. To take an egg, nature's perfect food, and to tweak it around and make some kind of Frankenfood monster with an egg substitute, with an egg beater, and what's worse, to have medical professionals like the folks at WebMD actually recommend egg substitutes, processed egg beaters, as a replacement for whole eggs is absolutely obscene when it comes to nutrition. They also recommend substituting fake butter spreads for real butter, or for, use canola oil instead of real butter. This is the craziness around the idea that you could actually make changes in your blood fats and blood cholesterol by changing your diet around. You know, some of the highest concentrations of cholesterol are found in human breast milk. If dietary cholesterol were linked to blood cholesterol and heart disease, you'd have a whole bunch of infants with bad hearts. And not only is that obviously silly and untrue, but as it turns out, according to the medical journal Pediatrics, babies who get fed breast milk with its super high cholesterol content, there's actually 6 times more cholesterol in breast milk than the average adult gets from a typical meal. That's according to Mary Enig, who's one of the world's leading experts on dietary fats. Babies who get breastfed with the high cholesterol in breast milk are actually better prepared for handling fats and cholesterol later on in their lives. So please, please, please do not be wasting your time and your attention by making your food choices based on whether there's cholesterol in your food. The second important point that we made yesterday was that while dietary cholesterol is silliness, and why watching your dietary cholesterol is silliness, and while dietary cholesterol in general is a red herring, there is an important dietary connection to heart disease. There is a place where we can work on our diets to reduce our risks of getting heart disease, which is the leading cause of death in the United States. But that dietary connection is not fats, it's not cholesterol. It's sugar and it's processed, refined carbohydrates. People, I get lots of letters from you guys, and you want to know about heart disease. You want to know about heart attacks, how to prevent heart attacks, how to protect your heart. I get letters from folks who had heart attacks, and their doctors have put them on blood thinners and all kinds of medications. People, if you want to protect your cardiovascular system, if you want to protect your circulatory system, there is absolutely nothing more important than watching out for refined processed sugars and refined processed carbohydrates. And there's two reasons for that. First of all, sugar itself can damage blood vessels. Remember, sugar is fire. Sugar is heat. And fire and heat are eventually going to cause damage and break down the vessels and tubes of the circulatory system. Just put a marshmallow in a flame of a cigarette lighter and watch it go poof, and that's what happens when sugar burns. It burns fast and it burns hot. And it can damage all kinds of proteins in the body, especially the proteins of the circulatory system, especially the proteins that line the blood vessels. That's why diabetes is the leading cause of blindness, because the blood vessels in the eyes are very sensitive to sugar. It's also the leading cause of amputations, because the extremities, the fingers and the toes, have very small, tiny blood vessels that are very sensitive to the burning properties of sugar. The burning properties of sugar, the reaction that sugar has with proteins, this burning reaction is called technically glycation, and it can occur anywhere where there is protein in the body, especially in the circulatory system. It can occur in the microscopic circulatory system in the kidneys, and that's why diabetes is a leading cause of kidney disease. So the big problem with the diet is not fats, it's not cholesterol, it's refined sugars and carbohydrates. Sugar itself is burning, sugar itself is hot, sugar burns proteins, sugar especially burns proteins of the circulatory system, the tiny proteins that line the almost infinitesimally small blood vessels in the eyes and the extremities, in the kidneys. This is a huge, huge problem. It's called technically glycation. If you want to know how fast you're aging, you can actually have something done called a glycosylated hemoglobin test, and that's where they test how fast your hemoglobin is sugaring, is candying, is burning, is reacting with sugar, and it can show you how fast you're aging. Diabetics do it on a regular basis. The second problem with sugar that is related to plaques and heart disease is the hormone insulin, which is secreted in large abundant amounts that the body's trying to deal with sugar. While elevations in blood fats and blood cholesterol are really not connected to the fats and cholesterol in the diet, they are related to elevations in insulin. So there's two ways dietary sugar and processed carbohydrate foods, cereals, pasta, rice, bagels, french fries, popcorn, all of these are refined carbohydrate foods. There's two ways these things can cause circulatory problems, via the sugar itself and via the insulin that is secreted in response to the sugar. Now, sure, there's going to be other areas you want to pay attention to, especially the adrenal glands, the stress response. You're going to want to pay attention to hypothyroidism. All of these have a clear connection to the biochemical changes that lead to heart disease, but most critically of all, it's the dietary fast-burning carbohydrates that jack up insulin, and those are what we want to be focusing in on. Fast-burning is the key here, folks. The body doesn't like fast-burning, it doesn't like fast, it doesn't like hot. Heat and fast burning are emergencies to the body. They shake up the biochemistry. They initiate all kinds of processes that involve fats, which, remember, are really a storage form of sugar. They're a way that the body is dealing with sugar. Wherever you see oil, wherever you see fat, you're dealing with some kind of stored energy. That's why we cook with oil. When you cook with oil, you release all of that stored energy. We'll continue our discussion on heart disease and some of the medications that are used to treat heart disease, and take your phone calls as well at 866.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the bright side. Thanks for joining us today, folks. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. We're here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you miss a program, you can get to my website, brightsideben.com. and check out our archive page. All the programs are archived up there. If you miss a program or you want to review a program, we also have a shopping cart up there with all the fine longevity products. And you can always call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. We're talking about heart disease, cardiovascular health, circulatory health, and some of the mythologies that are surrounding this whole idea of heart disease. One of the biggest ones is the idea that there's cholesterol in your food that you got to watch out for, and you're better off eating processed foods because it doesn't have cholesterol. That's silliness. Silly myth number one. Silly myth number two is the idea that dietary cholesterol, actually it's not a myth, silly, the silliest myth in all of healthcare really is the idea that you can treat heart disease or any kind of illness with a statin drug or a prescription that's supposed to lower or prevent or block or inhibit something from happening in your body. Really what you want to watch out for is the sugars and the carbohydrates in your diet for two reasons. Sugars burn hot, they especially burn blood vessels in the circulatory system, and secondly, insulin, the growth hormone insulin, can cause clogs and can cause biochemical dysfunctions around the manufacturing and the storage of fats and cholesterol. There is nothing more important for you to do than correct your blood sugar and insulin if you are concerned about high blood pressure, if you're concerned about heart health, if you're concerned about anything to do with your circulatory system, and that includes your kidney, which is technically part of your circulatory system as well. There is nothing more important for you to do, and there is nothing more helpful and more beneficial for you than to watch out for your sugar and watch out for your insulin. And keep in mind, bread and pasta and potatoes and corn count as sugar. When your doctor treats your heart disease by putting you on a statin, when he treats elevation your cholesterol as if that were your disease, he is misunderstanding the message of elevations in cholesterol. Elevated cholesterol is the symptom. It is not the disease. More heart attacks occur in people who don't have elevated cholesterol than who have elevated cholesterol. According to Peter Dingle in his book, The Great Cholesterol Deception, elevated cholesterol is involved in less than 35% of the cases of heart disease. The question is always why we have a symptom. Remember, if you have a symptom, it's not about the symptom, it's why we have the symptom. It's not so important what the symptom is as why we have the symptom. And when it comes to cholesterol, the question should always be, why do we have elevated cholesterol? Why is the body making so much cholesterol? And more often than not, you're going to find imbalances and problems with blood, sugar, and insulin. If you have diabetes, you know that elevated cholesterol and elevated triglycerides are part of the package. There's actually prescription drugs that you can take that control diabetes and control blood fats, because even pharmaceutical companies know the two go hand in hand. One of the hallmark signs of diabetes is plaques, which are technically thickenings in the coronary arteries. But interestingly, type 2 diabetes, which is a disease where the body stops listening to insulin, insulin resistance, creates a different type of plaque than type 1 diabetes, which is actually an autoimmune disease where the body stops making insulin. The plaques in type 2 diabetes are fattier plaques. That's because type 2 diabetics are producing more insulin than type 1 diabetics who are not producing any insulin. The bottom line here, folks, the culprit is not cholesterol. It is insulin, and it is sugar. One more time, if you have heart disease, if you have circulatory problems, the culprit is not cholesterol. The culprit is not blood fats. Those are simply symptoms. The culprit here is sugar, and it is insulin. When we say sugar, I mean all kinds of processed carbohydrates. Speaking of testing, by the way, this is also a subject that we want to address. Depending on a test number for a diagnosis is simply treating a statistic, and this is the 10,000-pound elephant in the living room that no one wants to talk about. Testing is based on standards, and standards for healthcare are simply statistics. There's three kinds of lies. There's lies, there's damn lies, and there are statistics. Those are the three kinds of lies, and testing is based on statistics. Testing is a statistical tool that is simply used for convenience, ease, and uniformity of treatments. It's used by the healthcare industry to sell us things. That's what testing is for. It's not for our health. It's to sell us things. Yes, we need to observe and be aware of symptoms, but not so we can treat them, but so we can use them to figure out what's happening in the body. Standardized tests and medical testers that self-righteously and pompously presume to be the ultimate arbiters of what we need to do and what kind of drugs we need to take and what kind of medical treatments we need are a con of the sneakiest and the most insidious type. Who do you think, folks, sets up the standards for these tests? When you get a cholesterol test done or a thyroid test done, who do you think sets up the standards? The people who set the measurements, the standards for what good cholesterol is or what bad cholesterol is or how much good cholesterol you need or how much bad cholesterol you need before you can be medicated, the people who set those standards are the people who sell us the drugs, the people who are selling us the services. You see this horrible yet brilliant evil scam that's going on? The standardized test. That's why they keep changing. Optimal LDL used to be 100 milligrams per deciliter. Then all of a sudden it went down to 70 milligrams of deciliter. And they doubled, when they did that, they doubled the amount of people that could use the statin drugs. Simply by manipulating the standards. Who knows if it's 100 mg per DL or it's 70 mg per DL? Who knows what the optimum LDL is? Nobody knows. There is no optimum LDL. They take a bunch of measurements, they plug it into some formulas, they come out with some statistical results, and then we get drugged or cut up or radiated based on the numbers they come up with. This is the sneakiest, most nastiest, insidious scam in the history of scams that have been done on mankind, because not only does it rip us off, but it kills us as well via prescription poisons and surgeries and radiation. The medical writer Lynn Payer actually came up with a term in her book, Medicine and Culture. Great book. She calls it disease mongering. Disease mongering is when a drug company or a medical service provider of some kind expands the boundaries of an illness or creates brand new boundaries. Psychiatry is notorious for creating diagnoses, creating diseases, whole cloth. They actually have a book that comes out every 5 years. It's called the DSM, Diagnostic and Statistic Manual. It comes out every 5 or 6 or 7 years. There's a new one. And every 5 or 6 or 7 years, there's new psychiatric disorders that can be medicated, that can be treated, that insurance companies will pay for. There's a new DSM coming out, a new Diagnostic and Statistic Manual coming out, I think maybe later this year, later next year, sometime next year, sometime soon. And it's going to have new diseases, new mental disorders, obsessive shopping disorder, internet compulsion disorder. My favorite one is going to be called oppositional defiance disorder. That's when you have defiance against authority, and you'll be treated medically for that. You see the problem here, folks? Have you noticed all the acronym illnesses, these new illnesses that come out every few years? Restless leg syndrome, RLD, and every couple of years you get a new acronym disease. Who even makes these things up? This is the commoditization of drugs and medical treatments. And this is what's happening in the world of medicine today, folks. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back right after this.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. Your walls start falling down.
Revolution. or the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satanshow.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the bright side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us, folks. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're talking about cardiovascular disease, heart health. And I'm getting a little worked up here. You know what worked, got me so worked up as I was reading this article on Drudge Report about Joseph Lieberman. Now he wants to ban terrorist content on Google. And it says here, in the wake of news that terror suspect Jose Pimentel was operating a blogger site, a jihadist blogger site, Joe Lieberman is urging Google to implement a system that bans terrorist material. No, there's no indication about who's going to decide whether material is terrorist-oriented material or not. I suppose it's probably Joe Lieberman or one of his cronies. But this is what gets me so mad, folks, is this idea that we need authorities to tell us what to do. Now, we talk about the medical authorities all the time, but there's authorities everywhere we turn that are telling us what to do. The beauty of the health model that we talk about here on the bright side is that it doesn't require authorities. It doesn't require authority figures. We got to get this idea that somebody else can take care of our bodies out of our heads, especially when it comes to cardiovascular health, because it is so simple to do it ourselves. The message here on the Bright Side is you don't need drugs. You don't need doctors. You don't need insurance companies. You don't need somebody outside of you to tell you about your body. There is nothing easier there's nothing that's more responsive to decisions that we make, to lifestyle decisions that we make, to choices that we make. There is no system in the body that is as or more responsive than the cardiovascular system, the heart system, and the blood pressure system. When you start to incorporate some of these concepts that we're talking about here on the Bright Side, restricting your intake of refined processed sugars, getting nutritional supplements that help you process sugars, getting in more essential fatty acids and taking chromium and the B complex, getting more protein in your diet. When you start to incorporate these ideas, your blood pressure will drop like a stone. Your cholesterol and blood fats will drop. Your longevity will go up. You're going to feel better, and you're not going to have to go to the doctor's office to do it. And that's what the message is here on the Bright Side. We don't need outside authorities. We don't need somebody else to tell us what to do with our body. In the last 30 years, we've had this deregulation of commercials, deregulation of the pharmaceutical companies, marketing of drugs that has led us to believe that all we need to do is go to somebody else, he'll write a little prescription for us, and our heart will be fine and our blood pressure will be fine. That's not true. It's baloney, and it's a canard, and it's a lie that's being perpetuated by people who are profiting on us. Look, it's not that complicated. Good health is feeling good. Good health is the ability of the body to adjust. Good health is the ability of the body to adjust to whatever environment it is in. Bad health is the failure to adjust effectively. Bad health is feeling lousy. Bad health is a problem with the homeostatic adjusting mechanism in the system. When the body is not adjusting in a smooth fashion, like shifting gears in a BMW, smooth, it'll tell you. When the body's not adjusting, you're going to know it. Listen to your body. Don't muck it up. And I know I'm probably talking to 1 out of 100 people here. I know you guys who are listening to this program are the 1 out of 100. 99% of folks aren't going to want to take responsibility. But for you guys, and I know who you are because I talk to you on the phone, and I talk to you here on the program, and I read your letters. For you guys, you want to take responsibility. You guys want to make a change. You're sick of being sick. You intuitively know that taking 5 or 6 or 7 drugs can't be the answer. And for those of you who want to keep your thyroid, or if you want to keep your gallbladder, or if you want to keep your uterus, or you want to keep your breasts, this message is for you, people. There are options. They involve some changes. Yes, you're going to have to make some lifestyle changes. You're going to be the weird one when all your friends go out to eat and you have a salad. But look at what you're going to be gaining. Yes, you might lose the ice cream at night. But what you'll be gaining is weight loss, more energy, healing of bones, lowering your blood pressure. You'll be resistant to flus and colds without a flu vaccine. You'll have painless joint movement. You'll lose the ice cream, but you'll be pain-free. You'll lose the ice cream, but you won't need any drugs. You may have to turn in your Twinkies, but you're going to feel a lot better. Less or no pain, more energy, weight loss, lower blood pressure, resistance to flus, better sleep, better sex. No Twinkies, but better sex. The standards that doctors are using are not how you feel. The standards that doctors are using are not how you're adjusting. The standards that doctors are using are tests and devices. They're tools the physicians and hospitals and drug companies use to sell us products. For the large majority of people, the decision to medicate you, to drug you, is based on standards. It's based on references. It's based on tests. It's based on statistics. LDL, HDL. Oh, your HDL's a bit low. Oh, your LDL too high. Oh, yeah? Who says it's too high? The people selling me the drug to lower or raise it. Can you see what's happening here, folks? The so-called expert advisory panels has said HDL and LDL levels are stacked with drug company advocates. The doctors on these panels that make the assessments of how high or how low something should be are drug company consultants. They get paid to do speeches for the drug companies. They get paid to promote medications. These so-called experts are paid speakers, paid consultants of the people who are selling us the drugs and recommendations and making the recommendations. This is one of the greatest scams in the history of medicine and business, but we do not have to participate. That's the message here on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 866-582-9933. Let's go off to Texas and talk to Ty. What's going on, Ty?
Hi, Ben. How's it going?
Greetings.
I love listening to the show.
Thank you.
I was calling in because my family, me, my mom, her sister, and their dad have always had these really high arched feet and pretty bad foot drop. And my aunt just went to a neurologist and actually found out that it was called a Charcot-Marie tooth. It's a sensory motor neuropathy. I didn't know if you'd ever heard of it.
I've heard of different sensory motor neuropathies. What's this one particular? I haven't heard of this one, though. What is
it? Charcot-Marie tooth. Charcot is C-H-R-C-O-T. It's probably the most common sensory motor neuropathy, but I was calling
well,
for it gets rid of the myelin sheath.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Doctors love to come up with diagnoses and fancy names and terms. Neuropathy means pain in the nerves. So your sensory motor nerves are basically all your nerves, right? It's your sensory motor nerves. So basically what you're talking about is nerve degeneration, nerves breaking down, nerves not working like they should. So we want to work with the nervous system. There's several things to do. Well, first, even before I tell you what to do, let me tell you why this happens, okay? Nerves are firing all the time. They're using up a lot of energy. So if you're nutritionally deficient or if you have sugar floating around in your blood, high levels of sugar floating around in the blood, and in combination with nutritional deficiency, the nerve system is going to be one of the first systems in the body that gets affected. The good news is it's also one of the first systems in the body that responds to lifestyle changes and nutritional supplementation. So you can notice a difference pretty quickly if you start to make some changes. Now, it goes without saying that if you have any digestive issues you're working with, those need to be addressed. And I almost don't even like talking about digestive symptoms as they relate to things like nerve disease or cardiovascular disease, because it sounds like I'm always saying work on the digestive system, but it's true. You got to focus on digestion, because digestive problems will act like a leak in your boat, and everything on top of that is like bailing water out of a leaky boat, and eventually you're going to sink. Hang with us, Ty. We'll finish your question up when we get back from our break. Andre, stay tight there. Kevin, hang in there. We'll get to all you guys. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Let's see. Got a question. Kevin wants to know what the difference between sugars and sugar alcohols are. Kevin, sugars are processed by the body differently from sugar alcohols. Sugar alcohols typically don't require the insulin system. Sorbitol, mannitol, xylitol. Whenever you see a word, a sugar word ending O-L, mannitol, xylitol, sorbitol, there's probably a few other ones that I'm not coming up with here, but whenever it ends with an O-L, you've got an alcohol, O-L, alcohol, sorbitol, O-L, and these are handled by the body differently. They're safe for diabetics. Xylitol is particularly good as a sweetener. It's a sugar alcohol. I should tell you, Kevin, sugar alcohols taste sweet, but they don't get processed like sugar, so they're great for diabetics. They don't mess up your insulin. You won't gain weight. Some of the sugar alcohols will cause problems with the digestive system, so you got to be a little bit careful there. But other than that, they're a great alternative to regular sugar, which is burns really fast, messes up the insulin system, and can cause a lot of health problems, as we talk about on this program all the time. All right, we're talking to Ty. We still have Ty in Texas. Texas, Ty?
Yep, still here.
Hey, Ty. So your neuropathy is neuropathy is neuropathy, at least when it comes to treating it. Whether it's sensory motor neuropathy or any other kind of neuropathy, you want to think of neuro, nerves, pathy, pain, or dysfunction or disease. So you've got diseased nerves, broken down nerves. This usually happens secondary to A, sugars. Obviously, we talk about that all the time, or nutritional deficiencies. Diabetics are well known for getting neuropathy. So, number one, do all the sugar things that we talk about on this program. Up your protein, up your fats, lower your fast-burning sugars. Bread, pasta, cereal, fruit juice, soda pop, desserts, cakes, all that kind of stuff. Number two, the nerves are one of the first systems to go because they're moving so fast, and they're one of the first systems to improve because they're absorbing nutrients so fast. So once you start to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program, you'll notice a dramatic difference in all neuropathies. People, all neuropathies, if you have peripheral neuropathy, if you're a diabetic, whatever kind of neuropathy, when you lower your sugar, lower your insulin, you're going to notice some fast results, especially when you throw in the B-complex of vitamins, the entire B complex. There's some that are more specific for the nerves than others, like vitamin B1, which is thiamine, and B12 is ridiculously important for the nerves, and B12 deficiencies is very, very common. In fact, B12 may be arguably the single most important nutrient you could ever take, get yourself or your grandmother, I think you said, on a good B complex, liquid B complex that has everything in it. I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, as you know, but whatever you do, find a good liquid source of B complex and have whoever it is drinking it all day long. Make sure you're getting B12 in there as well. It wouldn't hurt to have a B12 shot even if you could get that. But if you don't want to do that, just get the entire B complex in liquid form. Secondly, make sure you're getting electrolytes, magnesium, potassium, calcium. The best way to get those, again, is in liquid form. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a good source. Vegetable juices, vegetable soups are also good sources of these electrolytes. You can make your own. We talked a couple days ago about vegetable waters and fruit waters where you drink, put some cucumber in water or some pepper or some blueberries or some lemon and just drink the water that has been steeped with the vegetable or the fruit, and electrolytes will come out of the fruit, especially if there's peel in there. And that's another good way to get magnesium, potassium, calcium, sodium, these electrolytes that are so important for nerve health. Essential fatty acids are very, very important. The sheath, the myelin that you were talking about, that is composed of fats, good fats, and making sure you're getting essential fatty acids is important. And making sure you're getting a very special kind of fat that we haven't talked about specifically on the program, although tangentially we've talked about it a lot, and that's a fat that's called phospholipids. Phospholipids are found in eggs, they're found in soy, and they're a very, very important component of that nerve membrane. Eating eggs is a great way to get phospholipids. Lecithin is a great source, a great raw material for helping the body make phospholipids, so maybe get on a lecithin supplement. That might be something to think about. For sure, you're going to want to be on the on an essential fatty acid like the Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity. And I didn't say correct digestive problems. I mentioned it, but I didn't tell you all the details of that. That is very, very, very important. If there's any digestive issues, that's going to act like a hole in the boat, and everything I've told you is going to be you bailing water out of the boat. And if you got a hole from some kind of digestive problem, leaky gut syndrome or colitis or irritable bowel syndrome, that's going to just function like a hole in your boat. And no matter how much you're bailing, eventually you're going to sink. So that's got to be something that you correct. All right. I hope I didn't go too fast. But if you want to review the program, and for you guys out there, if I feel like I'm going too fast, you can review any of the programs on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Thanks so much for calling, Ty. Got to move on. Let's see. Andre in New York. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Ben?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. I just want to say thank you. You've changed my life and my family's life.
Oh, dude. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah. My question is, I'm a natural bodybuilder, and there's something called the anabolic window, which is directly after exercise that you want to
be. That's a very key point. Very key point in time for you to supplement.
So the thing I want to know is, they say that you should raise your insulin by taking fast-digesting carbs after this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, is that something that I should do? And also, how do I put on muscle without eating 5 to 6 meals and reducing greens?
Okay, that's awesome. Those are two great questions. That anabolic window is a very important point in time. The anabolic window is the point in time after stress occurs in the body where if you put nutrition into the system, that stress will get converted into building. In other words, the stress on the body will initiate a building process if you nutriate during that window, and it's about 10 or 15 minutes, maybe half an hour after you work out. After that point, your body will start to break down in order to get the raw materials that it needs, and that's what you do not want to have happen. So for you guys out there, if you're working out, if you're lifting weights, if you're running, if you're playing tennis, as soon as you get home from your game of tennis or from your run or from your weightlifting, that's your anabolic window. That's the time when you want to be supplementing. And Andre, the reason they tell you to spike your insulin at that point is because insulin is a storage hormone. And this is, you know, we beat up insulin a lot on this program, and you may think that for some reason insulin is this deadly poison that you don't want to have, but it's not quite that simple. Insulin is a storage hormone, and if you spike your insulin as you're giving yourself nutritional supplements, maybe you give yourself a hit of fruit juice of some kind, not a lot, but just a quick hit of fruit juice, and your insulin spikes, when you take your supplements, your cells will absorb that nutrition much more readily when there's insulin present. Does that make sense how I explained that, Andre?
Definitely.
Okay, good. So insulin spike will encourage storage of nutrients. Now, if your insulin stays high, it's going to encourage storage of everything, including fat, and that's the problem. But if you're working out, it's true. You do want to spike your insulin when you come home and do your supplements. The best time to do your supplements is during that that anabolic window. Now, for gaining weight, Andre, this the two things you want to know, or three things you want to know about building building muscle after lifting. Number one, protein. Number two, essential fatty acids. And number three, trace nutrients. And those are the three types of supplements that you need for building muscle. And this is very important for all bodybuilders, weightlifters, people who are working out and want to just get a little buff. The three kinds of nutrients that you need to really focus on when it comes to building tissue are protein. Whey is the best, Andre. Whey protein is the absolute finest protein going. Some people can't handle it. If you can't, then that's unfortunate. You'll have to go into hemp seed protein or Brazil nut protein, which are not as anabolic and not as building. So whey protein, and then guzzle essential fatty acids. Don't even measure them. For weightlifters, I don't even recommend the capsules. I recommend the liquid for people who are serious about building tissue, building muscle. And mix your protein and your fat together in a smoothie, and then make sure you're getting your trace nutrients with it. So the three components, and the trace nutrients are your vitamins and your minerals, and those will activate the protein and the fat. So you have two types of nutrients. You have, well, let me just say this real quick. You have two types of nutrients. You have macronutrients, and those are nutrients you need grams of and ounces of and even pounds of, and that's protein, fat, and carbohydrate. And then you have your trace and micronutrients. Those are your vitamins and your minerals. So the protein and the fat, restrict your carbohydrates to just vegetables. You do need veggies all day long, and then make sure you're getting your vitamins and your minerals with your protein, your fat, and you don't need grains to gain weight and build muscle. I'm sorry, continue there, Andre. We only have about a minute, buddy.
Yeah, that was all I wanted to know, is about using grains and the frequency of eating, because they say you want to eat every 2 to 3 hours.
If you're working out like throughout the day, that's true. But I wouldn't be snacking every 2 to 3 hours. That'll mess up your insulin. I know they talk about the grazing thing. You want to concentrate your calorie ingestion, your maximum calorie ingestions, after a workout. And then maybe eat during the day a little bit. But go by your appetite. And under calorization, under starvation, a slight starvation initiates anabolism, muscle building. So calorie restriction will initiate muscle building much faster than if you try to graze throughout the day. Sorry we had to rush through that, Andre. Give me a call later on if you want to talk some more. Thanks so much, everybody. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I appreciate every last one of you folks. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.